had these thoughts a while back. Started writing stuff down, stuff God was working with me on. And Psalms 1, 1 and 2. Says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And Psalms 37 and 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. So the word delight means great pleasure. If something pleases you, you pay close attention to it. And like hobbies or something, I like to hunt, and so I get off work and hurry up and change in my hunting clothes and get out there and try to get it before the sun goes down. Same with a lot of things. It's like sports. Some people travel the world, going to all kinds of crazy events. So you spend a lot of time and money on something that pleases you.
Right. Amen.
God must be first in your life. Hobbies are good to have, but always be sure that God is above all those hobbies. In Matthew 4, 18 and 20, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. God wants us to leave a lot of things, to do his will. There's a lot of things you have to give up, but those things are only things that's going to hurt you in the long run. And he gives you things, you might not see it now, but he'll give you things that are good for you. He only wants good for you. And it, a lot of times you have to go through some pretty tough trials and rough situations to get there. Romans 8:28, I think everybody in here knows that. Says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So no matter what you're going through, somehow that's going to work out for good. And in 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And Job 23 and 10. Says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So yeah, to become gold, become what God wants you to be, it's going to take some situations that you're going to have to go through, things that you're going to have to give up, things you're going to have to get victory over.
Right.
But when God gives us things, like a gift or something, or a blessing, we must be careful that we don't start trusting in that thing that he's given us instead of in God. You don't want to build your faith on things that you get by serving God. And you can get caught up in that pretty easily, just looking at the benefits of serving God and just base your whole relationship with God off of what you get from it. And forget God and just trying to benefit yourself from living a good life. If you try to serve God, but you're caught up in what you can get for living for Him, you can easily fall into temptation.
Right.
I find that when I'm not focused on God, I'm paying attention to other things, the devil, he can get me way easier. It's so much harder to live a good life if your heart's not where it's supposed to be. Right. And right after you get a real big victory, it seems like that's when sometimes you'll have the biggest falls you'll ever have, right after you have an awesome victory. So that's a time you want to be really careful and look out for the devil's tricks, especially right after God does something great. It's very easy to put a hobby or a belonging or someone in the place of God. God might have blessed you with something that you really love, but if you're not careful, you can end up thinking about that thing all the time, not thinking about God, just thinking about that. It'll crowd out your devotions, it'll crowd out your Bible reading, you'll forget to pray, you try to read and you won't get anything from it. And it's because that thing is so consumed you that you may even have to give it up, because it's got a hold on you and it'll control you. You don't want to underestimate the power of something that's always on your mind. It can
right.
It can have a great effect on you.
Right.
Your life can start revolving around it. And it'll end up taking the first place in your heart, which makes it an idol, which we see Catholic statue of Mary and stuff. We think all that stuff's crazy. But we can be doing the same exact thing with something, even something that God's given us. We can take it and turn it into an idol, and that can become sin. Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So, always remember that everything you have in life belongs to God. You're just a steward of it.
Right.
So, you never want to take that thing out of its place, because it can easily become an idol and push out God of your life. You end up losing out completely over it. God gives us a lot of things to brighten our walk. But if we don't leave those things in His hands, we can take them up and claim them as ours and go too far, and that thing will become bad. If you're doing something, or something's a part of your life, not even a bad thing, just anything, but if it makes you less interested in praying and reading your Bible in any way, it's usually best to just get rid of it. Just give it up. When this life is over, when we pass on and get to the other side, none of these things on earth are going to be there. So why do you want to build your life on things you have on this earth, but not in God, because once you're dead, you lose all these things.
Right.
Matthew 6:20. But lay out for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. If you don't lay anything up, if you don't do anything for God, when you get to heaven, looks like you're going to have a pretty boring way to go up there. If you don't have anything up there, that's why you won't be there. If you don't delight yourself in the Lord, you can end up drifting away from Him. And that's very dangerous. Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And that's pretty scary. God can give you up into deceit because you keep rejecting Him, and you can end up in a real mess. And if you're deceiving yourself, like Brother Decker said this morning, or maybe it wasn't Brother Decker, somebody else, I don't know. Somebody was saying, you deceive yourself. Nobody can help you. If you're in deceit like that. Sin only causes heartache and grief. You're not, the pleasure in sin's not going to last. A lot of times it doesn't last long at all. It's very quick. You'll end up in all kinds of trouble. You see ones that leave this congregation that's right here with us, and they'll leave, and it's not long at all, and they're in a real mess. And they go so deep, and if you think back talking to them years ago, they would have never thought they'd be out there doing that stuff. But one step at a time, the devil tricks you with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can still serve God, but you can do this. It don't matter. You'll be all right. And you're just digging yourself a hole. So, how can serving God be my greatest desire? Well, you think about your favorite hobby or something that you like to do. How did you come to like doing that? Maybe one of your friends likes to do it, and you did it with them, and the more you do it, the more you enjoy it, because it works in a circle. You just like it more and more, and you end up spending a lot of time and money on that hobby. But it's the same with serving God. The more you read and pray, the more you want to read and pray, the more you talk to people about God, it stirs something up and makes you want to go all the farther with it. But like with hobbies and stuff, it's pretty easy to keep up with them. You just kind of do them. But with serving God, the devil don't want you to. He hates that you're pleasing God. So sometimes it can be a real battle to stay with God. So you gotta keep working at it. It's something that you gotta do daily. You can't let it go at all. The devil knows you very well, and he knows your weak spots, and that's where he's gonna try to trick you. And he'll get you when you're not paying attention, and you let your guard down in any way, he's right there, and he'll get you.
Yeah.
We're all gonna face trials somewhere in life. Sometimes we lose things that mean the most to us. And sometimes God is all we have. And if you don't have a close relationship with God, when those hard times come, you can end up being completely hopeless. I looked it up, found that every day in the United States, about 130 people commit suicide. That's a lot of people. It's a terrible thing. So many people are so hopeless. They don't have God, and they just, the devil just keeps piling stuff on them, and they go deeper in sin, and they're just feel terrible, and they can't stand it anymore, and they just end it. But I'm thankful that I'm here, and I was raised here. I'm thankful that my mom met my dad and came here and got saved. Because if she wouldn't have got saved and hung in there like she did, well, I don't know what would have happened. It definitely wouldn't be like it is today. And I wouldn't have that hope that I have. I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't know what I know about God. I probably wouldn't know anything about God. And I'm just thankful that I'm in this youth group, and I'm thankful for all of you. You guys don't know it, but sometimes somebody will say something, and it'll just be at the right time, and they don't even realize it, and it just makes my day. And God's always there to help me through everything I go through. If you don't know God, you're missing out. It's the best thing in the world. If you really look at the contrast between living for God and being out in sin, it's crazy how much better it is to serve God. And I'm just thankful for that. And that's all I got.
Amen. Amen. Very good.